It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. This is this episode is a complete 180. I'm gonna say,
yeah,
we're pulling a complete 360 from our normal thing, and we're doing.
Wait, do we have to try then, or what?
Yeah. No. Okay. Never mind. Let's do with a 360 then. Let's do that.
Okay. Hold on. Let me do a 360.
Yeah. All right, dude. I sent you a picture. The point of which wasn't my amazing baby and her giant eyes. The point was this doll. Now, I didn't get the best angle at it, but here's the thing. This is just one of those things that I can't, it's, anyway, there's this doll that she has. Are you looking at it? You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's a bear, but it's not a bear is the thing. So this is here's the issue. They, for some reason, some fucking madman decided to make a doll that is 100% the shape of a bear, but it's a cat.
Yeah, it's apparently a cat.
Yeah. So like Lydia gets mad at me for saying, oh, did you grab her bear? Like, oh, where's her bear? Because it is a bear. But because the label says cat, then it has to be a cat. And because like there's like if you were to draw up a chart of like, here are the number of features that are cat-like, and here are the number of features that are bear-like. What would you say, like, in your honest opinion? For me, it's about 70-30 bear to cat.
Wait, I thought you were going the other way, because it's a cat to me.
No, it's a bear.
Oh, well, I see a cat.
I think the problem is the angle of this photo. So, first step of the problem with it being a bear and not a cat is it's 100% like a vertical doll. Like it clearly stands on its 2 feet. Now I know bears kind of crawl around as well, but they kind of do both, you know, like stand up and whatever. But the legs go straight up and down. There's no, look at the legs and tell me those are fucking cat legs. They're not.
No, they're not
they go
legs.
Straight up and down. They're bear hooves now.
Well, it's like a cat's head and a bear's body.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for at least giving me that. The front, yeah. It's got the whiskers, which I don't know. I feel like bears probably have something going on there, but maybe not.
Yeah. The whiskers and the ears make it tough.
Yeah. Well, and the ears are similar to, I don't know. The ears are very cat-like. I'll give you that. But I don't know. Bear ears. It could be bear ears. So like whiskers and ears. Sure. And also it has a tail. Do bears have tail? I actually don't know. Do bears have tails? Do bears...
Dead bears tell no tales. I know that.
Do bears have tails? It seems like they do.
I can't make heads or tails if bears have tails.
Yeah, okay, bears have tails. So that's even more of a powerful case. You can't see the tail in the picture. But I'm going to post this as like the artwork for the thing or whatever. Because I wish I had
You found the original schematics for the thing?
Yeah, it's just a picture of a fucking bear. But what I want to know is, like, why are we doing this? Why is this somebody's idea of a prank? Also, take a look at the chest there. It's got the heart stitched, you know?
Yeah. Like every bear does.
That's what I'm saying. Every single bear. No, what were those fucking bear dolls from the 90s that were that? Weren't they
Care Bears? Yeah.
Yeah, they have like heart stitching on them.
It's a body of a bear and a head of a cat. That's,
okay,
I
thank
just summed
you.
It all up
thank for you. You. So, which makes it a bear? Because it's,
I don't know.
Because when you see a cat that looks like it walks on its 2 feet, like
it's two feet.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2 feet.
Yeah, they don't really make cat dolls though, because it's not.
We
can't, like,
have a cat doll that is just a cat.
Weird. I don't remember my kids having that. They're always kind of in the bear shape.
I'll tell you what. It's a cat doll that's like from the side. It's two dimensional, but from the side, you know? So like it's flat, but it clearly the legs go down like they would for anything that fucking crawls on four legs. So it just drives me nuts. And it's a constant argument because I say
you and Lydia are doing the cat versus bear thing. That's my favorite thing.
So hashtag team cat.
That's most of my marriage.
Pretty much.
Calling. I told you. Sorry, I don't want to. I don't know how much you have left.
No, that's, well, the point. Yeah, I'll just finalize it by. I'm not even trying to prove a political point. Well, I am now. I very much try to prove a political point that it's a bear, but it's more just like when I look at that and I say, "Oh, grab the thing that is that." My brain says that's a fucking bear. That's 100% a bear. So when I, without thinking about it, when I say, "Oh, grab her bear," and then let it. You mean cat? It's a bear. Like, it's a fucking bear. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know what I would have said. If I had not, you know, heard any of this and that was my kid with that thing, I don't know if I would say cat or bear. It's right. Yeah, it's like very close. That's
okay,
close
but tell you what. By square footage, there's more bear than cat. But I get that, like, maybe if you are someone who focuses instantly on the head and then you see, well, that's a cat looking head, which I'd argue it's also
whiskers
not.
To me are the thing that just bears don't have whiskers on their face like that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Right. So 1 point in favor.
It's like a stuffed bear, you know, like it's a teddy bear. They're trying to make a teddy bear, but have it look like a cat's head. It's just cruel.
That's what I mean. Like, why are you fucking with me? God.
Yeah.
Is the goal to create divorce? Is that what it is? Like, maybe it's like a really deep plan. Like, step one, cause divorce. Step two, then the parents have to buy twice as many toys or something. Like, that'll be.
I'm so glad you brought this topic up because I'm going to make you laugh for the next 20 minutes. I have like 100 of these things. This is my whole entire marriage. The one that is the number one that we've been doing. God, how long have we been together? 17 years? Maybe not since the beginning, but since we moved in together, probably, that I will never, I just won't give in on it because it's so dumb that I won't do it, is when I ask her, just like, hey, where's the hammer or whatever? Like, where's anything? She'll go, it's outside. I'll walk outside. She thinks the garage is outside.
Oh, God, no.
And so I walk out. Every time I walk outside, I go, I don't see the hammer out here. She's like, it's outside in the, you know, out there. She like won't say it's garage because it's the garage.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Every time I'll walk out, there could be like a meteor shower, like landing around outside. They say, like, if you go outside, you're 50-50, you're going to die because they're landing everywhere. I'll walk outside if she says something outside. I will never go into the garage.
Yeah,
if she says
because
it's outside.
That's outside.
Yeah, I know.
Outside.
It's the dumbest fucking
Why
thing
would
ever.
Why you say that?
I don't know. It must be her family said that for some reason. Yeah. Or maybe it's like, I mean, she does speak, her first language is Chinese. Maybe there's, I don't even want to ask. I'm just going to pretend that in Chinese,
garage
outside
and like
garage
the same,
are the same word. Maybe. That's the only possible
That's
way.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. The other one, that one, that's like once a week that we go through that whole.
You're always looking for the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, it's a, well.
It'll always be hammering.
Where's the hammer today? No, I can't remember where anything is, and she has a perfect memory of where everything is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And she gets mad at me and she'll be like, why don't you know? And I'm like, you just know exactly where stuff is. Impossible. I could have something somewhere, and a week later I don't remember where it was, and she just knows, like, oh, it's on the third shelf in the whatever outside. It's in we're next to the car outside. Next to the garage storage.
It's right next to the garage door opener outside.
we've had that going in like two or three different houses. Like, it's not just that this garage is outside of this house.
Maybe
they're
you need
not
to
outside,
just take the ceiling off of your garage or something. Do something to make it knock out one of the walls so it's technically outside.
I don't even get mad about it. I just laugh and start walking outside. In my head, I start laughing. Oh, awesome. I get to walk outside again and act like there's something is outside. Oh, God. The other one, this one's, it's, I can't think of all the different ones, but this one's not exactly the same, but she, I think I've told you this one, or maybe I even said it on the show, but she'll say, whenever like she's doing something and she needs me to do like help her out or whatever, she says, can you help me do whatever it is?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's that all the time.
That's one. So you're saying, okay, this is one Lydia does. I don't know if you're saying the same thing, but she says, can you help me do this? And it means, can I do this?
Yeah.
But, it's but not the thing like, is, here's the thing. With Lydia, I'm actually not sure that's what it means. But because of my things going on in my head, I always think that's what she means. I might be wrong on that. I'm actually not sure on that one.
No, she'll say like, I'm sorry, I have this cold and I'm going to cough every time I laugh. But
yeah,
I will, she'll say like, can you help me take the trash out? And I'll be like, okay. And I'll stand next to the trash. Like, so we're both taking the trash out. Like, it's too heavy for one person to take out. It's the most annoying thing. I'm like, can you just say, can you take the trash out? You don't have to say. It makes it sound like, first off, that I don't do anything at all, which I don't. Yeah. But still, I don't need to be reminded about that. But just say, like, can you do the thing? It doesn't have, it always has to come
and
from
I
her.
And I would gladly do it.
Yeah, it's not even a big deal. It's just, you know, if she said, can you help me pour this giant bucket into this other thing and we're both pouring it, then that's
when
fine.
When it's can you help me, there better be like a heave-ho involved. It better be like, you get on that side, I get on this side, and we go, heave-ho, heave. Like, that's the only thing, you know? It's got to be a two-person, like, lifty thing.
That one's not like the garage one where it's just she says outside and that's not what outside is. This is like, that one makes me more mad because it's like, oh, I don't do anything. Yeah. You do everything and anything.
There's
that's
more
done
behind
around the house.
It. Like she's the master of everything. It's like, oh, can you for once fucking do something?
Yeah, it's like, can you do this thing that I would do except for I can't right now? And so you're helping me by doing it. That's what it sounds like. I don't know how else to take it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm she's standing in the kitchen cooking or something. Can you help me take out the trash? What is that? How could you take that any other way? Anyway, I'm sure there's 700 or 800 other ones, but that used to be more. Yeah, I don't know if that one's happened as much lately, but that used to piss me off a lot. But maybe she stopped doing that. I don't know. But like I said, she is. She does have English is her second language, so I'll give. You know, might be some of that.
Yeah, just use that.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
until
I love
you
those
think of some
though.
More, yeah.
I wish I could think of more.
Yeah. Did you have anything for today, or do we? Well, I mean, I think we need to talk Chris Cohen, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about Chris Cohen who gave me the plague. No, I probably gave it to him. Poor bastard.
Oh no, I didn't think about that.
He's probably dead. Has he posted anything about how he died?
Yeah,
he's in the hospital.
Actually, yeah. Does he have a Twitter or something? I don't know.
He's like, oh, you fucking guys, leave me alone. God.
Hopefully, he thinks it was one of the three other people that. So anyway, the point is. I don't forget. I think as we, we made the official show announcement that we were going to the Chris Cohen concert in San Francisco. And okay, so the thing with Chris Cohen is it's the fucking best music. It's so good. God, it's so fucking good. And when I saw this show, like when I bought the tickets and saw what it was, I was like, this is good. The smallest thing. No, I knew nobody was going to be at it. I knew it was going to be nothing, anything. And already that upset me because. You know, it's Chris fucking Cohen. I don't want to, he should be playing more, you know, like on one hand, I like that it's small-ish so that I get to be closer and stuff, but like not too small. You know, there's a sweet spot for what's a good show. I think the one when we saw Fleet Foxes in Sacramento, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's a lot of people, but it's not like a stadium. But anyway, so we get there and, you know, you very appropriately and brilliantly said we should just not go forever because there's two opening acts and and you know, like why they always suck. But I, for some reason, I don't know what it was. Maybe I was trying to turn over a new leaf or, be more. I was like, we've come all this way to San Francisco. It was a huge fucking pain in the ass for both of us, I think. And I was like, you know what? I just want to go to the venue. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want the story to be we went too late and missed half of Chris Cohen and fucking, you know, like that would have murdered. So I was like, no, I want to just go sit in the place, get a couple hockey dads. Oh, man. We get there. That's step one. The drinks had some cocktails were named and one of the names was Hockey Dad. And so naturally we had to get all the hockey dads we could, just could drink. So a couple hockey dads later, we're all tasting, enjoying, downing our hockey dads. And the first opening act comes on, and you know, it started off okay, where I was like, all right, I can deal with this. But the problem is, both the opening acts, or what, I don't know if you'd call it that, both the two acts before Chris Cohen, was just a girl with an electric guitar finger picking the slowest folk chords ever and singing almost no melody.
Yeah.
And it sounds okay for like a minute. You're like, all right, I can just, you know, kind of be around this. You know, it's like, oh, really nice voices, like good stuff. And then after like 5 minutes where you're like, I have no idea if this is all the same song, if we've played only one song or like 15 songs, but it all sounds exactly the fucking same. And then after an hour of that, it was just like, just fucking kill me. I want to die. I can't do this. It was the worst. God, it turned into the worst thing ever.
Yeah. It was the worst thing ever.
It really was. And then, so then my thinking was like, you know, okay, I need to start playing music because you don't have to have any talent to open for Chris Cohen. Yeah. You could just be the most boring musician of all time with no melody. And then Chris Cohen comes on and we, you know, run up to the stage and we're literally standing in Chris Cohen. Like we were right there. Just, I think I was part of the show actually. And then after Chris Cohen playing, and he's fucking awesome, he's setting up his own shit. He's like, dude, he's running his own cables and crap and like doing. And I thought, like, this is like if you get Marlon Brando to do a movie and then he has to like assemble the lighting or something. Like it doesn't, it's not right. That shouldn't be happening. And then he starts playing. And then I'm like, well, now I have two completely mixed signals in terms of music. A, you can be fucking terrible and get to play with Chris Cohen, or B, you can be a fucking genius like Chris Cohen and you're playing this fucking show. Like, I don't know what, either way, it sucked. Like, there's a contradiction either way.
Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, what was the other thing we were going to say? Afterward, the show ends and he's just at his own merch table selling his merch. Getting streptococcus from Sam. Yeah, so he's
amazing.
There's
no way he survived it.
You no.
Better check the local obituaries. And just looking at how frail he was.
Yeah.
I was in perfect shape and I barely lived.
Yeah,
I barely so got far. Alive. I wonder if he just can't find anybody else to open. Like, how would that be if you were Chris Cohen and you heard the opening people and you're like, that's, I don't know. I
couldn't do it.
Does he not care? Does he just go like, it doesn't really matter? Or does he like, man, I can't find anybody who's good?
There's
or
like
does
personal
he think they're
friends.
Good?
There's
no answer.
That cannot be that he thinks they're good. I refuse to accept it. You can't write the kind of complex stuff Chris Cohen writes and then be like, oh, also I like a finger-picked C chord for 10 minutes with no melody. You can't. There's no way.
I wonder if he just has to go off of like these people sort of sound like if you you know, just don't like music and you heard the three bands, you'd be like, they're kind of the same type of music.
I guess. I like your theory that he's somehow like totally really wealthy and just doesn't give a shit and just like kind of plays the music and writes it and doesn't care. I don't know how to explain it. He's working his own fucking merch table. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be. It's not right.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I wasn't as upset by that as you are, because I could see how his music, when you first hear it, like you said, when you first liked it too, the way he sings, I could see a lot of people just dismissing it because it doesn't.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like lounge acty at first.
Yeah,
like
true.
It's not like it's trying to be some style to be cool almost, you know? I don't know. I mean, the first time I heard that song, you sent the YouTube video of, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like I did like it already. But I didn't think his other songs, based on that one song, I didn't think the other songs would all be really good too. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't try. It doesn't look like he's really trying. He didn't even have large shirts. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
No, like, what does he think? All girls are going to come watch his show? Like, he's a hunk or something?
Oh, man. That was another thing I was going to mention. I forgot about that. I'm glad you reminded me. It's so weird. I can't process all this. But, like, everybody, the funniest thing in the whole world for me was there was a dude up front with us who was from the 90s. He was a kid. Yeah. He had the long hair and the... It was
like
amazing.
The singer of Creed, but yeah, dark yeah. hair.
Or one time Lydia made me watch like 2 or 3 episodes of Buffy, and he's Xander from Buffy. Like, it's the same guy. And he... Instantly, you were like, I hate this guy. And I agreed. I was like, yeah, what the fuck? I can't deal with this guy.
So annoying. He had a really high voice that was driving me nuts. That was,
and you said he said the words, oh, I want, I, what was it?
Yeah, my parent, I'm trying to get my parents to buy me something, something that I just like completely passed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like that phrase alone is already like disqualifying. Yeah. And I totally agreed. I was like, man, that guy does suck. And then, and you even said like, he must only accidentally be here. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I can't give him credit for, you know, liking Chris Cohen. There's no way. The show starts. The dude knows every fucking lyric to every fucking Chris Cohen song. He's like, he wanted to rock out with me so hard. And the funny thing is, when he was singing or like motioning like he was playing the guitar of Chris Cohen, and which he knew 100% of, when the way he was doing it was like he was, God, I wish I could describe this. It was like he was air guitaring with like AC/DC or something.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he was overdoing parts that weren't anything.
Yeah. And like you just said, it sounds like loud lounge singing. So it's like, na 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 na. Yeah. And he's doing the face like, doob-dab, like it's a, God, how do I describe it? Like it's a fucking, I don't know, Blues Brothers or something. Like he's just making this face that's not appropriate to the music in any way. But still, yeah. I got to give him credit. Like I love that guy now. He knew everything. He was 100% into it.
Yeah, well, you were, okay, so you were on my left and he was on my right. I was actually, like, touching it. Like, he was running into me and stuff the whole time. I should have switched places for you, but I didn't know you appreciated him at all.
Absolutely.
100%. I just hated him.
I'm giving him credit. I mean, had he not known every word to every Chris Cohen song, then I'd be right there with you. But no, I have to give credit where credit's due.
The weird thing for me hearing you say that is, like, on one hand, you're saying everybody should know that this guy is a genius, but then like some idiot does, and then he gets credit. You know, he shouldn't even get credit. Mm. Everybody should be there.
Interesting. You know? I don't think the first thing is true. I don't think everybody, well, okay. No, I get what you're saying though. Like,
or more, not everybody, yeah, more but a people. Lot more people. Yeah.
But I think simultaneously that you have to be, There's it's always the same way with every fucking artist that I like. Same way with Elliott Smith, where there's 95% of the people who love Elliott Smith think, oh yeah, he sounds like a depressing singer-songwriter, and I love how it's just him and the guitar and the way he sounds. And then you and I and like 3 other people are like, no, the music and the lyrics are the fucking best thing ever. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's people who
think
just
it's
appreciate
95. I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, 80%.
Yeah, like 80. Yeah,
yeah. I could go for
75, 80.
so with Chris Cohen, there, I would imagine there's a group of people who are like, well, they like that lounge singer aesthetic that he has. You know, it's kind of nice sounding. It's like calm. It's kind of interesting sounding.
There's probably a part that knew him from some other bands or something. True. And like,
but I don't think that's as high as it would be. Well, first off, he has no fans apparently. So there's that. But what I'm saying is like, I expect him to have more fans, but I don't expect that to be made up of idiots. You know, I expect that even if it was just people who are into the complex music, you know what my theory was about this guy, this from the 90s, Xander?
I want to know.
My theory is that he's actually like a band geek, like a high school band geek. That's totally my theory, because his music is so complicated and the timing is so cool that I bet you it's the kind of thing where he's like, maybe he's like 21. He had to be 21, but maybe he's, you know, like just out of high school or 3-4 years out of high school. And like, he was a band geek and this is super cool, complex music. And he's like, this rules. That's my theory.
Yeah. It was a really interesting situation for me, because I ran through my mind, because I had 3 hockey dads, so you all
know
how
you
feel.
You're 3 hockey dads in,
Just imagine you're 3 hockey dads deep. You know how that feels. You're in a good mood, like you want to, you know, you're about to see, the timing of seeing Chris Cohen after we just got into him, and like at the peak of loving all his songs, perfect. You know, San Francisco wasn't 1,000 degrees, it wasn't too crowded, we got to go right up, like I couldn't really have been in it, I was just about to die of the flu, but I still felt okay at that point. Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, if there was ever a time when I would be like, hey, guy who's looks really annoying and I would not, I can't stand you, how you look and whatever, how you, your voice, anything like that. If there was ever a time where I was going to break bread over a common interest, but I couldn't do it. Like one time he said something, he's like, this is happening or something, like kind of funny, you know, like, hey, you know, it wasn't that annoying. I was like, yeah. And then I was like, nah, I can't do this. A couple times I was like, I was almost going to acknowledge him and just go ahead and be, you know, whatever, act like I was with him on this. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I could tell.
I couldn't do it. I don't, well, I mean, I don't hate him. I just was like, I'm not, I can't, I have to just do this by myself. You're not going to be in this with me.
Yeah.
It was more that than anything. It was more like, you know, I could do it with you or if Lydia was into it and, you know, oh, the song rules or whatever, but I can't do it with that guy. I'm not going to.
Fair. That's fair.
I don't hate him. Like, I don't wish he was dead or anything.
I mean, it's just
like,
you missed out on a lifetime friend.
I calculated the odds of that. They were zero. So I think, I bet you he, if you talk to like, what other bands do you like? What other shows do you like? He probably goes to terrible shows and knows all the words to other things too. That you would instantly be like, oh, so you just happened to like a bunch
of stuff. Hold on, let me dial him up and ask him.
Yeah, call him.
No, I don't know about that. I think he only likes like, I bet he likes prog rock and like stuff that's just complicated.
So that's a point for me.
If he, hold on, if he went to a Rush show and was singing all the words to that, would you be like, oh, see, he likes shit music? No, you'd be like, yeah, it's Rush. They're fucking, the lyrics are stupid, but they're awesome.
So 95% of them is the worst possible thing, and he's got one thing that's amazing. So that's not enough.
That's fine. I'm not saying you gotta be friends with it, but I'm just gonna give people their due if they know everything. Like, he knew all of the parts of the songs. Like, that doesn't that doesn't even happen when we go to like other, you know, like shows that we like.
No, you're amazing. Right. Yeah, we went to the Fleet Foxes and like no one sings any song in the whole entire place. No one even
knows
what they're doing.
And Chris Cohen is like the hardest thing to follow because the rhythms are all difficult. Like, it was incredible.
Why does anybody go to any shows? I don't understand. I mean, that guy, that's how everybody should be at any show they go to. Otherwise, why are you even going?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Why would you leave your house to do anything that you were like, oh, I'm just watching a guy play songs I don't really know? Well, how fucking boring is that?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I know how boring it is. We did that for two bands before that. It was the most mentally
I really exhausting started to lose thing. It. I was, you know, I could keep a lid on it for a while, but after a while, I was starting to say like, oh man, this fucking sucks. Like, I can't deal with it. Why would you ever write a song? Like,
I don't know.
We said so many things that I think were true that I try to share with people. Like, how would you even decide what a song versus not a song is?
Like, I don't know.
If you're that person, because I swear to you folks listening, if they gave me their lyrics on a sheet, I could improvise songs better than they were playing. Like or at least the same. Like, it was just, I'll play a C, then an, I don't know, a D, an A minor, and some couple minor chords, and then a C. You know, it's just nothing. And it was 1 mile per hour. There weren't even any interesting chord changes or anything like that. You know, sometimes that fast picked, you know, folk stuff can be super cool, like Bob Dylan or Elliott Smith, but like, that was not that. It was all the same fucking song. Why don't you just have infinite songs? Like, you just be like, hey, here's another of anything could be a song, so here's another one of anything in the world. God.
Like I was saying too, even if you're not into guitar playing or music playing at all, there's still a lot of bands that do that, you know, like Cranberries or something, where a lot of their songs are pretty simple chord stuff, but they have really nice melodies.
Melodies and harmonies.
They didn't have melodies in the singing either.
Yeah.
It was just like, there's nothing happening.
Nothing.
I was saying that, I mean, I can't write music very well. I never really could, but I know that if I wrote those songs, I would not keep them. Like, I would, that's not good enough. That's why I don't write songs anymore.
Yeah.
I would write something that maybe wasn't even as good. If everyone in the world listened to it, 99% of people would say it wasn't as good as those songs, because the girl's voice was at least good.
Yeah, the voices were nice.
Yeah. But I would listen to it and go, this isn't good enough to be a song. So I'd stop. And then I would, I do that until...
That's kind of the same thing I mean. How do you decide that that's a song and some other thing you've done isn't? Like, everything could be a song if those are songs. I don't understand. Anyway.
Yeah, on the other hand, it's like, I mean, I guess everyone should just write whatever they can, and then we can all decide if it's worth listening to. That's what's weird is like,
I agree, but it's...
You know, you should just write whatever you can do.
They shouldn't be fucking playing in front of Chris Cohen. Like, there shouldn't be in the same... It's not, God, it's like if you went to, I was going to use Louis C.K., but I probably shouldn't use his example. Like an amazing comedian, you know, you're like going to go see him and then fucking Dane Cook is the opener. Now, that's, none of my examples work because everyone likes Dane Cook. No, I got nothing. I can't come up with an example that works in comedy.
Well, maybe he was like, all right, I'm going to draw about 40 people. So I need to have two bands that have to draw like 20. Because I can't be upstaged if I'm the, you know, the headliner or whatever.
It's maybe like literally if you go
how do I find the least popular bands that exist? Because I'm the third least popular band that exists.
Oh, man. Anyway, God, I had some other stuff I was going to talk about, but that's okay. Anyway, it was... And then we... we'll do... let's call it, and then we'll talk very briefly about what happened after the show. For bonus content. It was fun.
That was good.
That was good stuff. So thank you for listening. And what?
The fist fights and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And check us out over at patreon.com/shoeshine for it was some San Francisco related after show stuff. It was fun.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.